He's the son of music royalty Sting, but singer-songwriter Joe Sumner says it was Nirvana that made him want to become a musician. The LA-based dad of four has just released his first full-length album, Sunshine in the Night. 12 beautifully evoked masterpieces that tell one story about love, life, and family. Currently getting high praises, opening for his dad all over the world, and we can see why. We were fortunate to get a listen when he performed live at the Life Minute Studios earlier this month. This is a Life Minute with the uber-talented, fantastically fun Joe Sumner.
Hi, this is Joe Sumner, and you're listening to Life Minute TV.
Yay. Hello, nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you. Thanks for coming to Life Minute.
Thank you for having me.
Yay, such a pleasure. So tell us what you have going on. A new album coming out in October, you're touring.
Absolutely. So I've been on tour since April 2022. It's now September 2023, so it's been a long time. And the album is called Sunshine in the Night, and it's really all about me falling in love, getting married and having children, and just incredible joy and wonder that comes from all of that. So Sunshine in the Night, it's, you know, the darkness, the universe is dark and empty, and then there are these little points of light, man.
It's beautiful, it really is. You know what I love about your music? You can hear every word you say.
I find that very important. So yeah. In real life, it's hard for me to communicate and express myself. So when I commit something to song, I really want it to be heard, and that's the main thing that I focus on. It's like, get the sentiment across, get the words, and make sure it's understood.
Right. It's amazing because most people, you can't understand what
you're
saying.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
a vibe too. Some people use voice as just an instrument.
Right.
But I'm quite, I want it to be quite literary. And I also, I'm singing the words every night. Yeah. And when I say something I don't quite believe in or I don't pay attention to, it sort of becomes part of me. And that I want to be saying positive things that I understand, that I can stand behind, and that are sort of integrated with who I really am.
You can hear it. It sounds authentic. That's cool. Who played all the other instruments on your album?
So I had Blair Sinter on the drums. He used to play with Alanis Morissette. Cool. Paul Cartwright played the violins. Sylvain Carton played the flutes, and then I played everything else. So the guitars and bass and keyboards.
Oh my God.
And there was a percussionist as well, Danny Frankel. He's a crazy guy.
How would you describe your sound?
Well, I always struggle with this, but I'm trying to be Jeff Buckley. I want to be Kurt Cobain, sound-wise. And when I started making this album, I decided it was going to be acoustic guitar and voice and nothing else. And then 2 days in the studio, I was like, synthesizers, strings, flutes, big drums, everything's on it. So the sound is just whatever comes to mind, basically. I don't know. A friend of mine described it as like a magical crystal cave of sounds.
That's a good description. Yeah, it is. It's like very eclectic.
There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's cool. Did you always know you wanted to be a musician?
No, definitely not. Yeah, when I was a kid, it was not on the radar. It was just, when I heard Nirvana on the radio for the first time, like 3 seconds later, I was in a band. But until then, I was like video game creator or tester or something like that. And then suddenly I just got the bug. And then I was in a band, we did a gig, and I'm like, this is it.
Wow.
This is what I need to do.
And were you self-taught in the guitar? Or?
I had lessons with a very kind Scottish guy who was very patient with me. I didn't do my homework or practice ever, but I had lessons from the age sort of 9 to 11. And because he didn't push me, I didn't quit. I just kept it going. And then when I actually got interested in music, I was like, oh, thank you, because now I have these basic skills going on. And he taught me classical guitar.
Wow.
So I kind of play electric or acoustic guitar with a bit of a classical edge. Yeah. I do all this stuff. And people are like, what are you doing? That's wrong.
Was your dad supportive of that music career growing up?
Yeah, always supportive. You know, I don't know if he always thought it was the best idea, but he's always been great about that.
What has he taught you?
What has he taught me? So I think what I've learned from him is you have to be, when you're doing something creative, you have to stand on your own, and you have to ignore the haters, and you have to know that however many people love you for what you do, X number of people will be like, either dismiss you completely or be annoyed by you. And that's just fine.
Yeah.
So that's what I've learned.
Thick skin to it.
Yeah, thick skin and just, you know, perspective. It's, yeah. I can imagine myself going to a concert, watching the band and saying, I don't like it. And it's my opinion, but the band, they don't care. Everyone is loving it or they're doing their thing. That's fine. So you've got to have that kind of distant perspective.
Yeah. And you're touring with your dad.
Yep.
How is that?
It's good. It's good. It's a very amazingly privileged situation. COVID kind of really wrecked everybody's touring careers. So the people who had, you know, the infrastructure to set up and still be able to go out and tour, my dad's one of them. I couldn't have done it on my own at that time. So it's really nice to be able to get out on the road and just try these songs and reach audiences. And I've noticed actually the audiences are so much more excited now because they realize what it is to miss live music for 2 years. Yeah. They really appreciate it, and it's a proper show.
That's amazing.
It's fantastic. So I'm loving it.
Everybody loves it too. Everyone said, "Oh my God, you put on such a great show with your dad," and it's great.
Yeah, I do my set in the beginning, and then we'll come and do a little cameo with him towards the end, just to get the whole show to feel connected.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about playing live. What are fans going to get when they see you come play live?
Well, basically, I come out and play as just me. I've got my guitar, I've got some loops, and I'll sing to any size audience, and you'll be able to hear the lyrics I'm saying.
And hopefully, that's for sure.
I try and be super clear about that, and you'll, you know, wherever you're sitting in the room, hopefully you'll hear those and you'll feel what I'm talking about.
Awesome. Do you ever try to deviate because you're live, or do you?
Yeah, I make it up as I go along. Yeah. This is the great thing about I'm playing alone, so I can just decide what happens as it's happening.
Of course, you have a family. How has that been, like touring, and how do you manage to juggle everything? And
my family. Well, that's the hardest part of the whole thing. So yeah. I grew up, my dad was always touring. And I've always promised not to be that. The last couple of years, it's ended up being that, just because I was making up for the lost time in COVID.
Yeah.
And I think it's something you can't really explain until it's happening.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm just sort of swanning into an arena and playing a big show, and that's the best thing in the world. But I'm like, but I would like to be home.
Yeah.
So that's my other goal, is to be very more strategic and just like be able to get home and be a proper dad.
I can imagine that's hard. So now do you understand now maybe better?
Well, it's a wrench for sure. It's a big dilemma. You know, most jobs don't let you go in halfway. That's the problem.
Oh, how do you do it unless they come with you?
Well, that would be my goal. Oh. You'd just be like a traveling bug. It'd be the Partridge Family.
Yeah. Why not? Did you like the Police growing up?
I didn't really know what was going on.
Wow.
They were doing their thing, and I was like a kid. So I don't know.
What musicians do you listen to now? Who do you think are good?
Who do I think is good now?
Yeah.
I listen to completely random music at all times. So I like to have someone else recommend me things. I can't even tell you what I'm listening to at the moment. The last thing that I sort of really piqued my interest, there was a couple of bands at Japanese Breakfast. We'll check it out. Japanese Breakfast is cool. The Lazy Eyes.
Okay.
They're like an Australian guitar band. What else? I mean, here's the thing about music now. People are like, oh, there's no good songs anymore. I'm like, there's so much good music. It's just very hard to find it. And it's hard to remember what
yeah,
it
that's
is.
That's right.
Because
you can,
there's, everybody's got access to all of the greatest studios of all time on their laptops and at home and stuff. So they're making great stuff. It's a good time for music, but yeah, it's a hard time for knowing what you're listening to.
For sure. Anybody you want to collab with, or in the future?
Oh, I'd love to collab with so many people. I really, I've been hanging out a little bit with Matt Bellamy from Muse, and I'd love to do some stuff with him because he's just a madman genius and a very nice guy. So that would be my next goal. And he's stylistically so far away from me at the moment. I'd love to do that.
That's so cool. What's next? What's something you want to do next?
What's next? Well, this album's going to come out and everyone is going to feel what they feel about it, and I'm going to take that on board, and I've got a whole bunch of new songs to record, so in a couple of months I want to be very structured and set myself a task and make a new album, and that's what's up.
You look so much like your dad. So freaky. I'm sure everyone says that.
You're freaking out.
Ew. You don't actually sound like him though. You sound different.
Yeah.
A little bit, but I almost got like a Bono vibe. Do people tell you that?
People tell me that when I sing sometimes.
Yeah, your voice, that voice.
That's nice. But I don't know what people say. People say I look like Luke Wilson, and then I sound like, I don't know.
Wilson.
The guy from XTC.
You see that.
But whatever, I'm not the one looking, so it's all good. Whatever you think.
So you travel a lot. What's something you always travel with?
What's something I always travel with? Well, I've always got to travel with my phone and my guitar.
And your guitar.
Guitar, that's it. Phone and guitar. Phone, because I've got to be in touch with the kids and wife. But guitar, always.
Where's home base?
Home base, I live in LA.
In LA,
yeah.
Okay. What are some things that you love to do in LA?
In LA, you can drive to the beach or the mountains in a very short time. I like to go hiking. I like to just get sunburned all day long and see crazy people and beautiful people all at the same time.
And you're from London, right?
Yeah.
What are your favorite things about London?
London, my favorite thing about London is ordering a pint of beer and walking into the middle of the street and being perfectly entitled to do that.
What's your favorite cocktail and comfort food?
Ooh, well, I like a lot of food. Sushi is just my favorite food in the world. I could eat sushi until the cows come home. My favorite cocktail, this is my wife's creation. It's called an Eastern Standard with Blanco tequila.
Hmm.
It's serious, and it goes down like nothing.
What does music do for people?
Music makes you feel less alone. It can heal you. It can transform your day. It can take you out of your head and into your body. It can bring you together as a community. Do all kinds of stuff, and it can annoy you a lot. And it can make you do things you didn't want to do until you did.
Love it, love it, love it, love it. Since this is Life Minute, what's a life lesson or tip you'd give people?
Well, not an original tip, but life is not as long as you think. It's also not as short as you think. Here's how I'd sum it up. Live every day like it could be your last, but probably won't.
That's a good one.
Like you gotta think a little bit long term, but not too much, but don't be too, carpe diem can cause a lot of problems.
You're right. You're gonna play for us, right, today?
I'm gonna play for you, yes.
What are you gonna play?
I'm gonna play my new single, Live Life.
How perfect, for Life
perfect.
Minute.
Perfect, it's exactly,
it.
Yeah, Live Life Minute.
Yay!
Hey, it's Joe Sumner, this is my song, Live Life. Without a clue in our heads, we were ghosts, fast asleep in our beds. This ain't wake up, now it's time to be here. Now you're falling in love, now you're tasting the fear. With some luck, you will learn how to breathe. If you can look, there's a whole world to see. If you can hear me, well it's 3 out of 3. And if you can't, there's still so much you can be. We're gonna live. We're gonna live. We're gonna live. We're gonna live. Whoa, oh, well, there's a sun. There's a sun in the sky. Where there is joy, there's a reason to cry. Where there's a question, there's a how and a why. Whoever made this place is a complex guy. You're gonna catch the wave, now you're living the dream. You're gonna feel so low that it's hard to believe. You're gonna eat dirt, the next just cookies and cream. You're gonna
gonna fly, you're gonna scream, you're gonna live, you're gonna live, you're gonna live. We're gonna live. Whoa. Life is good, but it's not fair at all. There's so much luck on different sides of the wall. Wish I could tell you that it's gonna be fine, but you could wake up and be out of your mind. You're gonna make great friends and watch them die. You're gonna blacken paradise with your terrible lies. You're gonna fashion the world with a jealous eye, but you wouldn't change a thing. We're gonna live. We're gonna live. We're gonna live. We're gonna live. Whoa, 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 whoa.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.